Joe Ruiz got sort of pushed back into creating music.
I had some students who kind of dug up some sound files that I had archived on SoundCloud. And one day, one of them came into my classroom and was like, "Hey, Mr. Ruiz." And he began to verbatim rap a song called Change that I had written in like 2005 or something.
When I'm an old man, right head, feet in the bed, ready to sleep, I make a documentary of memories that'll creep into my...
After college, Ruiz had gotten away from making music. He got married, had kids, and wasn't even thinking about it until the students dug up his old stuff and started asking,
"When are you going to make some new music?"
That led to a GoFundMe page, which led to a recorded song, which started selling. Half the profit went back into more music. The other half went as a donation to the food bank at Ruiz's church. The PAC Center is using that money to fund an outdoor community garden and food education space in downtown La Porte. Ruiz ended up recording an entire album, and Rhymer Educator was born. Take a pen and then fly. I pray for inspiration day in, day out. Speak to me, muse, and let my ballpoint shout. I'm integrating words on paper just to see what they bout. My mind is clearest when I'm steering just to figure out the lyrics. Pushing pencils in high gearing. I move forward without fearing what the industry expects from me. Label me an MC till I die. So reverently, I'll keep my head to the sky. I'm making music for myself, so best believe I'll make it right. So best believe I'll make it tight. And what you're hearing. At that point, Ruiz was working with pre-recorded beats and sound guy Mike Warner. Their pastor at State Street Community Church started playing the tracks as background during events, and the group gained two new members, Dave Ferris on keys and Chris Cribbs on drums.
You had overheard the music and you said that, "Man, this is really cool." And then I explained that, "Well, it's that guy standing over there that did it." And you and CJ were already kind of working out music together, but didn't have like a really formed, solid idea of what you wanted to do. Well, let's go introduce you to Joe.
Right.
The group needed some low sound, so they advertised for a bass player on Facebook, and Chris Bendix saw it.
Yeah. Once I heard the music, I was like, this could be really cool, you know?
Together, they create a sound that's different than what Ruiz had on his own. It's more jazzy, less straight beats. This night's a smoky room with the crush. This night is a martini at the bar. This night is Bogart film noir. It's every Billie Holiday song. It's Papa Hemingway with the bottle. We can save the crazy for tomorrow. This night is sweet news from a herald. F. Scott Fitzgerald. She in my view with Daisy like apparel. No need to put the 20s on my ride. With the 20s at my side, we roaring as we cross the county line. She Paris was a woman. The whole group is a fan of NPR's Tiny Desk performances. They learned about the contest this year almost too late.
I just happened to see on Twitter, maybe, that they were accepting submissions for the contest. And this was like, what?
Like a day before or something?
It was like two days.
We had like, yeah.
Yeah, 2 days before the deadline. And I was like, "Hey guys, we got to make one of these videos and submit it."
So they crammed into Ruiz's actual classroom around his desk and knocked out a video.
We like ripped apart my desk, took my computer off and everything, and like pulled the desk out and set up the drum set and instruments. And lyrically, incidentally, saw beats, how dandy she do a thing independently. And this is what it meant to me. Two tickets to a no-name show. Well, two tickets to a no-name show. Broke boy this week, but I got good taste though. It fit the Rhymer Educator label to do it in a classroom. So when the submission rules said that there needed to be a desk somewhere in the shot, and I just thought it'd be really cool to have like a real teacher's desk in the performance in the shot.
Ruiz and the band don't think they'll win the contest, but he says it's been a great opportunity to see other great musicians and have others see them.
I found myself just going through and watching all of the Tiny Desk entries. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I'm seeing all these talented people and I'm taking time out to just go through and watch all of their submissions. And artists tend to be people who just like art and like other music, and they're probably going through and listening the same way.
Ruiz says they're planning to enter again next year with more time to work on the video. The winner of the Tiny Desk contest will be notified on Friday. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News. Two tickets to a no-name show. Two tickets to a no-name show. Broke boy this week, but I got good taste though. Two tickets to a no-name show. Two tickets to a no-name show. Broke boy this week, but I got good taste though. Rainy day staring out the window. A puddle forms a little on the playground. Wishing I could play around. Melancholy moments make me revisit my issues. Grab a tissue, think about my father. Wish he would have stayed around, but she's my remedy for that. My escape route, she's a champagne flute. And she flows through the room, she's a ticket. First class, Wilson Pickett, same sass, less grit, still legit like elephants, it makes jazz.